Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you're in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I am so glad that you are here today and that you came back for another episode. This episode is actually taken from a Facebook Live that I did yesterday on my in my private group, and it just has a really good message and something that I'm really passionate about, so I wanted to share it with you guys today, so I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
Hey everyone, I hope you are having a great Sunday. I wanted to come on here today because I wanted to talk about something that my pastor talked about in church this morning, and it's also something that I really actually like to talk about and like to kind of stress to people that came out of a situation that I went through as well. So many of you probably know from watching my stuff that my first husband passed away in December of 2012, and it was unexpected. It was a work accident, so it was totally something that just happened. Something that we were not expecting. But in the aftermath of that, there's a whole story obviously that goes along with that, but in the aftermath of that, I have talked to so many people, and I was blogging at the time, so I've written about this a lot, but my husband was a believer, and so with his passing, throughout like his showing and then after the funeral, just talking to different people, there are at least two people that I know of for sure that were saved through that event. One of them is somebody that we had gone to school with, and through his funeral and the things that were said there and just different conversations that had happened around that, she accepted the Lord as her Savior. And then also, my current husband and his daughter were also saved through that. He was saved before we got married, but because of going through that and walking through that event with us, he knew my first husband, so walking through that with us, they were also saved. And he's starting to do really awesome things within the church and just growing in his own faith and growing in the Lord, and it's just amazing to watch. And the thing is, it's so, obviously it was incredibly hard to lose a spouse, but I know where he's at, and I know that I will see him again someday. And so because I have that hope, I can see the silver lining. Like, I know that, you know, the Lord can use anything to bring people to him, but because he passed away, there are now going to be more people going to heaven. And I know that he would say that if, you know, if he knew that was going to happen, it would be worth it to him. And so it's hard for people to be in a storm or be in something that's really hard and to be able to see that silver lining or to be able to be grateful. And there was a point in time where I wouldn't have either. I had gone through a huge transformation by getting back into my Bible and really sitting with the Lord and walking my own path. That kind of put me in that mindset when my husband was taken from me, basically. And so, like I said, that's a whole nother story, but it absolutely is possible for you to see the lining even in the hard times. And it's so easy to get like bogged down and get stuck in the situation that you're in. But if you can look for that silver lining or the things to be grateful for, like, I can look back on our life and there's so many things that I'm thankful for and so many lessons that the Lord taught me that actually made it easier than it would have normally been when he passed away. And so, like I said, I know it's easy to get sucked into the bad things, But what had kind of sparked this was, I said something that my pastor talked about, and his little girl has leukemia. I think she's 14. She has Down syndrome, and she's been fighting this since last March. And so we had talked to him at one point, because there's been several people that, you know, he'll come back from the hospital. She's been in and out of the hospital, you know, getting treatments and being home. And she's done remarkably well with her treatments, but more towards the beginning of this, when she was in the hospital, we were talking to him, and he had shared many stories about different people in the hospital that they had talked to, or different kids that had been in there fighting their own cancer battles, and him being able to pray with them or share the gospel with them. And there was one boy in particular, I want to say he was like late teens, early 20s, and he ended up accepting the Lord before he passed away from the cancer. And so we were just kind of talking about how it's terrible that his little girl has cancer, but him and his wife are very, very strong in their faith, and they know that if she were to pass away, she's going to go to heaven, and that she won't have to deal with the hard things on this earth anymore that she has to deal with. She wouldn't have to, you know, just like deal with the hard things and whatever. And while it would be terrible for them, they know that she would be happy and whole and free and, you know, being taken care of by Jesus. And so throughout that, we were saying that if she wouldn't have cancer, they would have never talked to that gentleman that is now in heaven, because they were there. They were down there with her, and so they were able to talk to him. And so as hard as it is to watch her go through that, like, there are still things that are coming out of that that we can have gratitude for and we can be so thankful for, and that without that storm and that hardship, those things wouldn't ever have happened. And how amazing is it that he's in heaven now because of a hardship? And then he had just shared today, she actually went back in for her last treatment, and it ended up hitting her pretty hard, and she ended up in the hospital for, it's been quite a while, over a month, and she actually ended up in ICU. And he was talking about talking to one of her nurses there, and she had said that she calls herself a Christian, but she's progressive. And so, of course, he started talking to her about that and discussing different things, and he was able to share some different scripture with her and to talk to her and to kind of get her thinking and to plant some seeds. And so, again, she's walked this whole cancer journey, and it's been really well. Obviously, we've all been praying for her and for all of them, and it just is crazy to see. It's terrible that she has to suffer, and it's terrible that she's walking through this, but the things that the Lord is doing in and through this are just crazy. Like, they're just incredible. And there was a lot of things that happened in her time down there, and a lot of miracles happened, a lot of prayers were answered. But if she wouldn't have had to go through that, you know, they would have never had the chance to witness to that nurse, and who knows what's going to happen there, and who knows how that is going to create waves and ripples and go out if she actually starts following the Bible and not just following, you know, the things that make her happy, or the things that the world says are okay, that the Bible says are that the Bible says is not okay. And so I just wanted to come on here and share those couple stories. It's so easy to get stuck in the hard times and to get stuck in, why is this happening? You know, why is God allowing this? Why do we have to go through these hard times? But if you put yourself in the mindset that God is in control and he is sovereign, and there is a reason, whether you can see it or not, there is a reason for the things that we have to go through, why he allows that. I don't believe that God causes suffering, but he does allow it. And sometimes it's for us to grow. Sometimes it's to grow our own faith. And sometimes it's things like that, where I lost my husband, but the Lord took care of me, and he gave me peace, and he gave me a new man to love me and my girls, and he also gave him salvation. And so that is amazing. And, you know, it's awful that this little girl has to suffer through cancer, But there's just so many things that have come out of that that have brought new people into the kingdom and that have planted new seeds that hopefully will turn into genuine salvation. And so it's just a mindset. And the thing is, we can choose our mindset. We can choose what to believe. If your faith isn't tested, it's not really faith. It's in those hard times where you can say, you know, I know you're going to get me through this, Lord. And I know that there's a reason that you're allowing this. Please let me see the reason. Like, make it count for something and let me see what that reason is. And just help me to trust you and walk with you and not get into that questioning and the why me and, you know, letting the devil whisper these little lies into our situations. So I just wanted to share those. Maybe it'll give you something to think about. Maybe it'll give you hope if you're in a hard situation. It's easy to look at something and be like, there's no way that good can come out of this, but there's always something good that can come out of it, especially if you're looking for it. It just makes it easier to see it if you're actually, like, searching for it. And if you can't find it, ask the Lord to reveal it to you. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But I truly believe that even walking through the hardest time in my life, that there's always a silver lining, and there's always a reason for things to happen, and there's always a reason we can be thankful and be grateful. So I hope you guys are having a great weekend, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye.
If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.